have kirtan until the date is closed for the altar closes, and then we can have a Prabhupada katha till the altar opens. Altar opens at 9 o'clock. So 8:15 to 9 o'clock for about 45 minutes. So do you think it's a good idea? Hearing about discussing about Srila Prabhupada. Actually the whole emphasis is on Srila Prabhupada. The purpose of this festival is, what is the purpose of the festival? Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival. To remember Srila Prabhupada. Today I received a phone call from London, and they told me that today they had a very nice celebration on the occasion, the 40th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in London Heathrow. Today is the day. 11th September 1969. So that makes it 40 years. And His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj was there in London today, in Bhaktivedanta Manor. And Ranchor Prabhu, one of our very senior godbrother, and both of them spoke on Srila Prabhupada. And also another very nice godbrother of ours in London is Kripamaya Prabhu, who is the president of the manor now. Is he the president now? Ashurani? Kripamaya Prabhu? Oh, Pranavan, oh, Kripamaya's turn is over. Yeah, I know, but they are in rotation. Okay, very good. Anyway, so they had this very nice Prabhupada Memorial Festival there in Bhaktivedanta Manor today. मैं अगर अंग्रेजी में बोलते हैं तो आपको किसी किसको समझने में दिक्कत हो रहा है? अच्छा, तो हम अब क्या करेंगे? राधा प्यारी विल सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम. राधा प्यारी विल ट्रांसलेट इट एट द बैक. अच्छा, जो हिंदी में ट्रांसलेट अनुवाद चाहते हैं राधा प्यारी माता जी अनुवाद करेंगे. कौन कौन हिंदी क्लास हिंदी में सुनना चाहते हैं? हाथ उठाइए, शर्माने की कोई बात नहीं. हाथ के अनुसार हम विचार करेंगे कहाँ राधा प्यारी बैठेगी. अगर ज्यादा जागर आप चले जाइए, वो हंदे हिंदी में अनुवाद करें. बांग्ला थे कार्यकर असुविधा हे ওখানে কে অনুবাদ করতে পারবে? বাংলায় কে অনুবাদ করবে? এখানে কোনো কারোর অসুবিধা নেই বাংলা. হ্যাঁ, বাংলায় অনুবাদ করতে পেছনে চলে যায়. যাদের বাংলা অনুবাদ দরকার তারা পেছনে গিয়ে বসুন. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to fulfill a very special mission. That mission was to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishna, once in a day of Brahma, Krishna performs his Braja Leela, Vrindavan Leela. In a Brahma's day, there are 72 Manvantars. I'm sorry, the 14 Manvantars. There are, in Brahma's day, there are 14 Manus reign. And the seventh Manu is Vaivashata Manu. And during the reign of Vaivashata Manu, on the 28th Chatur Yuga, in the Dwapar Yuga, Krishna appears. So once in the day of Brahma, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, descends to this material nature. And he performs his Braja Leela. What is the specialty about Braja Leela? Krishna has two aspects. One aspect is that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, displaying his opulence. And another aspect of Krishna is, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, displaying love, opulence and love. So when Krishna displays his opulence, the Supreme Personality of Godhead displays his opulence, that leelas are performed in Vaikuntha. But Vrindavan is one area where Krishna doesn't display his opulence because he wants to have very deep loving exchange. And in order to have loving exchange, this feeling of awe and reverence must go. In love, if there is awe and reverence, then the love cannot become fully developed. Love cannot develop if there is awe and reverence. The point is, when one knows that Krishna is God, then he cannot deal with Krishna in a loving way. Because then there is that respect, awe and reverence. In love, one wants to embrace. But if one feels, oh, how can I embrace Krishna? He is God. Like this, you can understand from the altar. When you worship the deities in the altar, can a pujari go and embrace Krishna? Krishna, I love you. He cannot. Another kind of loving exchange is between friends. Friends, when they have loving exchange, like they wrestle. In the wrestling match, they have to try to force the other person down, defeat him. He has to touch him with his feet in wrestling, and make him trip. How do you want make one trip? By your leg, by your putting your leg. Then sometimes you press him with your knee in wrestling. So if you know that Krishna is God, how can you do that to him? Can you touch Krishna with your foot? No. So, in Vaikuntha, where everybody knows that Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot have this kind of loving exchange with Narayan, with him. But Vrindavan is a special area where this loving exchange is possible with Krishna. There, that relationship of friendship, parental and conjugal are possible because there Krishna is not seen as God. Krishna in Vrindavan is not God. Krishna in Vrindavan is a cowherd boy. You may not be able to embrace God, but you can embrace a cowherd boy. You may not be able to wrestle with Narayan, God, but you can wrestle with the cowherd boy. So that's why that is the difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. So these Vrindavan pastimes, therefore, are very, very special. And these Vrindavan pastimes are revealed only once in a day of Brahma. So that, as I mentioned, in the 7th Manvantar of Vaivarshata Manvantar, on the 28th Chaturyuga, Dibba Yuga, in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna appears. And he reveals his Braja Leela. After revealing his Braja Leela, Krishna considered that now I reveal my Braja Leela, but how anyone will ever enter into my Braja Leela? Therefore, Krishna comes in a very special way as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna comes as a devotee, not as God. He doesn't come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he comes as a devotee. And as a devotee, what he does? He invites everybody, come to Vrindavan. How does he do that? He does that by engaging them in Sankirtan. You chant the holy name of Krishna and thus you come to my Braja Leela. So, in simple words, we can say that the way to enter into Vrindavan is by congregationally chanting the holy name of the Lord, by inviting everyone to come to glorify the Supreme Personality of God. And if we do that, just by doing that, we'll be able to enter into Vrindavan. There's a deep scientific understanding and philosophical understanding behind that, but today I don't want to get into that. I just want to simply make this point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to enable living entities of the age of Kali to enter into Krishna's Braja Leela. And the way to do that is by chanting the holy name of the Lord, which is known as Sankirtan Yajna. Very special yajna for this age, Sankirtan Yajna. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared about 500 years ago, and he was on this planet for 48 years. Very short span of life. He didn't stay here for very long. But in 48 years of pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inundated the whole of India with Krishna prayer. But then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement also disappeared. Mahaprabhu's movement disappeared, and in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, all kinds of apasampradayas became prevalent, became prominent. They are known as aul, baul, lara, lady. In Madhya Pradesh or in other parts of the world, you may not understand what this means, but those who are from Bengal, they know very well what are these people. Aul, baul, lara, leri. Vrindavan also, there are these upper sampradayas. Sai, Sahajiya, Shoki Bheki, Churadhari, Gaur Nagari, Jati Goshai. In this way, there are 12 upper sampradayas. They say that they are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they are not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is very simple. You chant the holy name of the Lord, follow the four regulative principles, and render devotional service to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Sankirtan means inviting others also to glorify Krishna. Not just alone, sitting in a solitary place, chanting Krishna Nam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that is not the name. Namakhar Bahirai Nam Kumarai. The syllables of the name Krishna or Hare is being uttered, but that is not the holy name. Holy name is Krishna Himself. And that holy name is going to become manifest when one is engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also displayed that same mood. There was one devotee who was very fond of chanting. He used to sit on the roof and chant. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented, just by pulling the mala, one cannot get Krishna prem. He considered that chanting with the mala is not the chanting, it's like pulling the mala, pulling the beads of the mala. Just pulling the beads of the mala, one doesn't get Krishna prem. Krishna prem will come as Krishna's mercy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that it will happen. All over the world, Krishna consciousness movement will spread. But after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, we find that Krishna consciousness just, Sankirtan movement practically disappeared. For about 200 years, Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement was lost. Nobody knew actual teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only in some remote corners, some Bhajanandi devotees like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bamsi Das Babaji Maharaj, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they were just maintaining the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they were only some few, handful of pure devotees retained Mahaprabhu's teachings. But then came Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, an extremely brilliant person. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, deputy magistrate during the British time in India. Those days, all these big government positions were meant for British people. Indians were not, the highest position one could get was the position of a deputy magistrate. Some very rare individuals got the position of judges and things. But all the, naturally, it was the British Raj, so the British wanted to have their people in big, big positions. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of the very, very exalted British officers in the British Raj, and he became a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he did not know the real teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he started to look for the books. And he was searching for Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like, all over he was looking for Chaitanya Charitamrita. He heard that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and life in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but there was not a single copy. After an extensive search, Bhaktivinoda Thakur found one copy of handwritten copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita in Jagannath Puri. Not in Jagannath Puri. In another part of Baleshwar, near Remuna. He found one copy there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur then got that. And then he wrote his own purport to explain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching in his Amrita Prabhava Bhashya. And then he presented it. Then he started to print the books and distribute and preach. But he was a government officer, he was very much engaged. So he could not do very much preaching himself. But we can see that he was convinced that Krishna consciousness would spread all over the world. Therefore, he wrote other books in English. And one such book was Bhagavat. In that book he mentioned that a time will come when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching and his Sankirtan movement will spread all over the world. They'll spread all over the world, in every town and village. And all the religions of this world will come under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Now that prediction he made in more than 100 years ago, in 1894. He published that book. So in this way we can see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur could foresee that this Krishna consciousness movement would spread all over the world in every town and village. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been mentioned. In the scriptures it has been mentioned. Therefore, he took it for granted. It will happen. And he boldly declared, it will happen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it will happen. Must happen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whatever the Supreme Personality of Godhead says, must happen. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, took up the mission after Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he started to preach. Before he started to preach, he took a vow of chanting 1 billion names. 1,000 million names of the Lord. Which would mean chanting 192 rounds every day without fail for 10 years. If you chant every day 192 rounds for 10 years without fail, say about 200 rounds a day without fail for 10 years, then you will be able to complete that 1 billion names. Shatakoti naam. So for 10 years, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur stayed in Mayapur, just chanting the holy name. And then in 1918, he went to Calcutta to preach. He prepared himself through chanting, performing these austerities, and then he started the preaching mission. And his preaching was so powerful that within a very short time, all kinds of very exalted, very intelligent, very prominent personalities became attracted to him. Those days, practically in Bengal, all the eminent, thoughtful people were affected by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also did not stay for very long. He started his preaching work in 1918 and he left this planet in 1935. 1935, 5th December. So for about 18 years only he preached. For about 18 years he preached, but his preaching was so effective that all over India, Krishna consciousness was established. We can see now, nowadays also, like wherever we go in big cities, there are Gaudiya Mathas established by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You go to Punjab, there is a Gaudiya Math. In Amritsar, in Chandigarh, in places like that. You go to South India, there are Gaudiya Mathas. In Madras, in Bombay, in... So he established 64 Maths within 16 years' time. And he met Srila Prabhupada, or rather Prabhupada met him in 1922. Srila Prabhupada was a young man at that time, 26 years old. He was married. He had a child. He had a very nice position as the manager of a pharmaceutical company called Dr. Bose's Laboratory. That was one of the first pharmaceutical companies in India. The first Indian-owned pharmaceutical company was Bengal Chemical. It is still there. It was established by quite an eminent scientist called Dr. Prafulla Chandra Ghosh. And Prabhupada was the manager of that company. But he, after Bhaktisiddhanta, when he met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the first meeting, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Prabhupada that why don't you spread Krishna consciousness, teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, throughout the world in English language. You are an intelligent, educated man, why don't you do that? Why don't you preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching all over the world? At first, Prabhupada actually did not accept that. Prabhupada was very much involved in Mahatma Gandhi's freedom movement at that time. So Prabhupada told him, that first India has to become independent. Then only India's glory will be recognized. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is way beyond all this political and geographical consideration. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings is not dependent upon India's dependence or independence. So he spoke in such a profound way that Srila Prabhupada became affected by that. It occurred to him, that's true. The politicians will come and go. The kings and monarchs will come and go. They will come, rule over for some time, then they will go. Today, India was, at that time, India was under the British rule. Today we can see the British have gone, but did India get any better? Actually, India has become worse. Many people think that India was better off when British were ruling over it. Those that British were ruling India, the British were looting India, now Indians are looting India. Indian politicians are looting India. They are not doing anything for the benefit of the country. that whatever they're doing is very little. What they're doing is they're benefiting themselves and they're benefiting their families. So anyway, the main point is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is not dependent upon any geographical and political consideration. Prabhupada was so impressed that he decided to commit himself in spreading Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction. Prabhupada at that time, although he was the manager of a very nice company, big company, Prabhupada gave up his job. For a householder with a wife and child, to give up his job like that is very difficult. Very reckless, one would say. Because a man, householder has to think, married man, has to think, how is he going to maintain his family? He needs money. But Prabhupada didn't care. He thought that my Guru Maharaj instructed me to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, so I'll do that. If I am working and somebody is paying me salary, then my time is sold out to him. So I don't have any time for myself. So how can I fulfill this mission? Thinking that, Prabhupada quit the job. That was in 1922. Then for many, many years, Srila Prabhupada struggled. He was trying to spread Krishna consciousness. But then finally, after a lot of effort, Srila Prabhupada managed to go to America in 1965 in a cargo ship. Cargo ship means the ships that carry goods, carry cargo. Like it's like the difference between a cargo ship and passenger ship is like you see the fast train, Rajdhani Express, and goods train, Malgari. How does the goods train move? Slowly, stopping here, there, everywhere. Those days, traveling by plane was not so easy. And Srila Prabhupada was struggling to just go to the West. Finally, he arranged a passage convincing Sumati Morarji, the chairperson of Sindhya Steamship Company. And Srila Prabhupada then set out for America. He arrived in New York. He tried to preach there. On the way, Prabhupada had two heart attacks. On the way, Srila Prabhupada had a lot of difficulties. But also on the way, Prabhupada celebrated Janmashtami in the ship. He engaged all the crew members, all the people in the ship, to celebrate Janmashtami. In this way, Srila Prabhupada went to America. When Prabhupada went to America, Prabhupada didn't know where he would go. Prabhupada didn't know where he would stay. Prabhupada didn't know whether he'll have any food to eat. In total uncertainty, Srila Prabhupada went to America. Srila Prabhupada first went to Butler, a small town in Pennsylvania. And Prabhupada stayed in the house of one Gopal Agarwal. Prabhupada didn't know him. Prabhupada knew his father. And Prabhupada, he sponsored for Prabhupada's visa to America. So Prabhupada had only one contact. And that person also, many times, people just sponsor, but they don't expect that the person will come and stay with him. They think that, well, we'll just help them to get the visa, but then they will make their arrangements. But Prabhupada, before leaving for America, Prabhupada just wrote to Gopal Agarwal, I'm coming by such and such ship on such and such date. And Gopal didn't know what to do. So he arranged for some person to meet Srila Prabhupada in the pier, in the dock, and bring Srila Prabhupada, arrange for Srila Prabhupada to get into a bus, Greyhound bus in America. There is a very well-established bus service called Greyhound Bus. And he arranged for Prabhupada to travel by Greyhound and come to Butler. Gopal was married to an American girl, Sally Agarwal. Generally, when an Indian goes to America and gets married to an American, his life changes completely. He loses his Indian identity and he becomes an American. So Gopal was one such person. But Gopal was very nice, and so was his wife Sally. They received Prabhupada very nicely. Knowing that Prabhupada was a vegetarian, they took out all the non-veg stuff from their kitchen, from their fridge, and bought fresh pots for Srila Prabhupada to cook. That way they were very nice. So Prabhupada stayed in Butler for some time, a couple of weeks. But then Prabhupada decided to leave Butler and go to New York, because Prabhupada knew that the mission that he has come to accomplish cannot be achieved in a small town like Butler. Prabhupada didn't go to America just to live in an Indian immigrant's house forever. He went there with a specific purpose. So then Prabhupada moved out of that house and went to New York. In New York, Srila Prabhupada was staying in the house as a guest of one Mayavadi, Dr. Mishra. He was a doctor. He went to America, but he became a yoga teacher. And those days, many Indians used to go to America and become a guru because it was a good profession. Nowadays, people go to America to become an IT engineer, to make money. Those days, they used to go there to teach yoga and make money. To give some hodgepodge idea and make money. There are many such bogi yogis went to America at that time. So this Mishra was one. But he was nice, he was friendly. Actually, these people are friendly, like anybody who are into making something material arrangement. They are very friendly sometimes. So he was quite friendly with Prabhupada. But then he began to notice that his followers are becoming attracted to Srila Prabhupada. So then he became worried. He realized that he'll lose his business because of Prabhupada. Like Prabhupada will take over his business or ruin his business. So he politely told Prabhupada to move out. So Prabhupada moved out, and he was staying with one young American boy, David Allen. And David Allen, although at the beginning was very, very receptive, he was becoming very good devotee. Prabhupada had a lot of hope on him, in him. Prabhupada used to praise that, oh, David is doing so well. But then, gradually David went back into drugs again. He started to take LSD and other such heavy drugs. And sometimes when one is affected by the drug, he can become quite crazy. He can become quite mad. So one day he had a bad trip and he attacked Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada just ran out of the house. Prabhupada had made, Prabhupada knew some young boys who used to come to him. So one of those boys was Michael Grant. So Prabhupada phoned him and explained to him what happened. So Michael Grant, who later on became Mukunda Maharaj, so Michael Grant arranged for Prabhupada to stay with one of his friends. But staying there also was not easy for Srila Prabhupada, because that friend of Michael Grant used to live with his girlfriend. In America, young boys and girls often they live together like husband and wife without getting married. So this couple was like that. They were not married, they were living together. And not only they were living together in such an immoral way, but they also had cats in the house. So we can well imagine how difficult it must have been for Srila Prabhupada to consider Prabhupada left Vrindavan, such a holy place. And Prabhupada had such a beautiful situation in Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar temple, just next to Rupa Goswami Samadhi, Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi. And he could get the darshan of the deities just as he looked out of his window. Anytime he could just step out of his window, step out of his room and go into the temple of Radha Damodar. And in Radha Damodar there are not only just one set of Radha Krishna deities, there are three sets of Radha Krishna deities. So Prabhupada left that wonderful spiritual atmosphere and he went to America. And what Prabhupada had to go through, why Prabhupada took on all these difficulties, why Prabhupada accepted all this hardship, because Prabhupada was determined to fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master, to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And then, with the help of Michael Grant, Prabhupada got one storefront. They arranged a storefront. Storefront means actually a shop. Just you have shops. It was a shop. It was about 12 feet wide in the front and about 25 feet deep. So about 300 feet area. And Prabhupada started his first center there in 26 Second Avenue. But that area is a rather degraded area. In New York, the more uptown you go is high class people. And more you come down is low class people. when you go to the up in New York City, what would you call it? Like upper New York. Krishna Rup, Krishna Priya? No, upstate will be the state. It's a down, okay, uptown. Central part, there all the rich people live. And downtown, there all the further down is Chinatown. So you can really imagine. And then this downtown was where all the hippies were. So Prabhupada started his preaching movement in that place. So now let us greet Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Krishna Balaram and Gaurnik. Jai Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki. Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Jai Sri Sri Gaurnitai ki. Gaur Premanandi.